Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see off her feet. Lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection.
I know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
God, what is it? It's December 30th. Oh, now I remember what day is, people. And, well, we have a lot of callers. This is our annual show for the year. No, we are not going away. This is the end of the year. So that, it's the end of the year, so we are going to, you know, talk about what happened this year, what we will, talk about everything that has happened, everything that we were pissed off about, the thing that we feel like we got fucked over this year. We have so much to talk about. I do not want to talk about a lot about what's happening this week or last week on the soaps. I'm not catch up, you guys. And, you know, maybe I am a bad person, but I was busy and it was Christmas. So give the little host a little break because I will be fully caught up by next year. Well, that sounds really funny saying that, you guys. Next year. You know that Christmas song? Something about, next year all troubles will go away. Maybe all trouble with Sam will finally go away. So the let's see. So we have a lot of calls. Okay. Hell yeah. Blah blah blah. Oh, Amy, thank you. Amy, too. My Amy, my support thing, what I need right now. Yay. Okay, I'm gonna let people on. Just remember, no talking over each other. No disagreeing with me a lot because that's a new rule I made up. Do not trust Carly or Spinelli that much, but go ahead and trust Sam all you want. And, yep, and I have some really good announcements. Well, I might as well make it now. In a couple of weeks, we will be having a very special guest from Y&R. I will tell you more, but I haven't got the date. Well, I've got the date, but we are figuring out the time. So I will let you guys know when that happens. I mean, oh, you know what? Disagree. ABC is full of crap, you guys. Do not listen, okay? If we start listening to them now, you know, it's supposed to say Sam will have been pregnant, let's see, how many times? Oh, that's like 5 or 6 times? Okay, so I am going to bring on Silo first because Silo is nice and sometimes agrees with me. And doesn't believe that Zeke is dead either. Hi, Silo.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, so yes. That's why you got to be on first, because you agree with me with the whole Zeke thing and later on. So, see? People that agree with me can be put on first, see? And
oh, I get it now.
Well, yeah. Hey, think this one through. What was your best storyline and worst storyline with all the soaps you watched this year? And I will bring on other people.
Good. I need to think about the what's the
yeah,
best.
I know. Candace is here. Yay!
Yay! Hello, everybody. Happy New Year's
Hi,
Eve.
You know, it feels, it feels weird to say next year, Happy New Year. It feels really weird that tomorrow, you know, New Year's Eve and January will be 2012. Because I'm still wondering how 2011 was. I mean, come on. Didn't you guys feel that it was Christmas but really wasn't Christmas? Did anyone feel that? Or am I just thinking? Okay. Yeah, I felt it too. I'm like, you know, it felt really real. Oh, 781, you're on the air with us too.
It's Kathy.
I figured
hey,
it was
Kathy.
You, but I don't want to be wrong tonight. But
hi, guys.
Yeah, I mean, but remember, we are talking about end of the year stuff because Carly still hasn't got caught up with all the substance stuff, and I do not want to hear Alexa tonight because I'm just blaming Christmas. Just blame the whole effect on Christmas. Because that's what I'm blaming it on. And let's see. Oh, 401, you're on the air with us too. What's your name? I don't recognize this phone number.
It's Carrie.
I know it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Christy wanted me. Well, I know you and Christy talk, you know. See, not having Ladies on Radio, we'll be back next week. Season Nashville, you guys having the time of her life. I pray she's getting drunk because I told her to get drunk. So hopefully she's going to listen to me, but with Christy, it's not always the case. And, and the blog call you are on, too.
Hey, Carly, this is Alva.
I figured it was you, but... Oh, and Chris, Audrey, you're on, too.
Hey. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? Okay, Whitehout, I love you, but, Carly got totally yelled at today. Okay, that's not what I really want to hear. I don't want to hear about my little old colleague got yelled at.
Now, you got to understand. Wait. You got to understand, though, that I think just about everybody that watches the show was on Carly's side this time.
I was on Carly's side.
I was,
okay.
I was on her side.
Okay, well, okay, what happened? Now everyone had me wanting to know, so,
Michael was a jerk. Michael was a jerk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what did Michael do? We called the out.
And Sonny was a jerk, too.
Yep. And so was Alexis. I
Alexis
mean, even Kate got into it. I was like, what the hell is going on?
It didn't make sense that they would be like that. The show was stupid today.
It was totally out. Yeah, I mean, Michael could have got mad at her outside of that whole episode.
And Sonny wasn't even like Sonny.
So what did Carly supposedly do?
She kept the secret. She didn't tell him that Jax was alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Carly's defense, she didn't know, right? She probably was
alive because his yacht was missing 2 weeks later. And, of course, Dante piped up and said, did you report it to the police?
She was protecting Jax. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
She was protecting Jax.
Yeah.
She did nothing wrong.
I mean, that is the father of her daughter, and Sonny has this god-awful vendetta out for her.
Yeah.
That's totally
You know what? It ain't none of their damn business. She didn't have to tell them anything.
And you know what? And, you know, because I'm always on Carly's side no matter what she did, unless she mean to Elizabeth, you guys. But you know what? She did not know for sure. She did not have any concrete evidence. It's not like Zach called her up and said, hey, babe, I'm not really dead.
Right, and she said that.
Yeah,
so
but,
what was the point
of
bringing it up on New Year's Eve party? He could have ringed her before or after.
And what about Kate?
Kate's a jerk.
Can I just say the new Kate, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't like the new Kate at all. I love Megan Ward.
I can tolerate her, but I prefer to have Megan. And maybe we will get Megan, depending on how they decide to go. That's why I can't wait. I hate to wish for February already, but I want to get through January because I'm already PO'd.
Well, you know what?
I just want to get through January and February.
You guys trust me, and you guys usually trust me, I hope, by now. Okay, January will come, and February will be here, and all of us are going to be more happy people than we are right now with the show. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe mid-January?
Well, I think you guys have got to give them a little bit of time. They've got to get their feet wet, and they've got to see where they want to go with things.
I think some of them, their feet is already wet. You know,
I think they have an idea of where they want to go with things, but they really need to sit down and have conversations with people, and they need to really study the characters. And I mean, when you're going from one show to another, it's not like you just jump in and fix everything right away.
If I was Ron, I would go ahead and jump in and fix things right away
I think he's a fan of GH. I think
But he needs to, and you know what? They were asking about Jason in this clip, so...
Yeah.
They are people, you know what, and the Sam fans, you know, enjoy your little moment in the sun. Because
There's some good rumors out there.
Yeah,
I hope
because
some
you...
Some of them come true.
Oh, and the
yeah,
handholding
well,
is unbelievable. The
well, you know, okay,
I mean,
so and inside. Okay, people inside, we need to be positive, no more of the shit about... No, they learn it's coming, mark my words, And
oh, yeah.
if I'm wrong, I will get run over by a dumpster for you guys if I'm wrong. But I might. So you know what? So I am not gonna worry about it because we have a new call. 912, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, who's this?
This is Cassandra.
Oh, hi, Cassandra.
Hello, lady.
Nice to hear from you.
Hi, Alba.
Hi.
Yeah, I kind of got peeved today when I looked in my email and this freaking ABC crap was in there, and I kind of like got peeved really, really mad because I'm like, hell no, she cannot get everything.
No, you know what? I'm not worried.
This is all Franz. This is all Darren Wolf's stuff. This is you had to kind of expect that. I mean,
no,
Shirley,
you know what?
Shirley on GHH said that they officially come to the canvas and the show on January 10th. So I think we will start seeing some changes in January.
Yep, I can believe
Steve himself said he does not know. Yeah, Steve himself said he does not know if the new writers are invested in the story. I mean, he came right out and said that. The fact that he's even bringing that up tells me that I don't think they are, but, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? If that little bitch is pregnant, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not Jason, it's not Franco's. Let's say it's Michael's. Let's put that, you know, to what? I'm hoping, as sick as it sounds right now, that I'm saying this because I, you know, kind of want to see Carly be the shit out of Sam for this. So with me, it was just,
I want to be Frankel's. Be Frankel's, and she leaves the canvas.
Yep.
Well, if the shooting regime was still in place, that wouldn't happen. It would be Jason. But since we know that this regime is on its way out, anything is possible.
You know what? It cannot be Jason in a way, because when was the last time they really did it? Let's say.
Oh, they could be. I mean, they had.
No.
See, they were in Hawaii in their honeymoon and stuff. So,
well, you know what? And
yeah,
they if they were smart, which I don't think they are, I don't think this baby thing is even worth talking about, because I don't think it's going to see the light of day. Oh, if it does see the light of day, it's going to be either Franco's. Oh, my God, Jason's not going to have any thing about it. And, yeah,
well,
it's going to be.
Well, indicated something, but you don't want to know about what's happening right now, so I'm not going to mention anything.
Okay.
About
well, all I'm saying,
so don't worry about it.
Well, all I'm saying, and maybe I'm sick, and maybe I need help, but I would not mind if Michael and Sam, if it went that way, I would welcome it. I would say go for it, Sam. Go for it, because that is
only
the trail.
Could be possible.
Well, can I ask a question?
Can I interject?
How true are the rumors that Michael Easton is coming to General Hospital?
You know what?
I thought he was officially.
Can I interject?
He was.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, interject here.
Hello?
Can I interject here?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, we have to be clear. A pregnancy does not necessarily mean a baby, number one.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Number two, you don't even know what the new regime is going to have in store, whether they are going to scrap this storyline or not. So we're making a lot of assumptions. Number three, we are still in the bowels of Franz hell. So, and then third, you do have Michael Easton coming on the show. Is official. Silas confirmed it on his show the other night.
Yep. Oh, so when Silas confirmed everything, it's okay. Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me that when Silas confirmed about that, then everyone will listen.
Hey,
Don't talk
okay,
over
I'm not
her.
Saying.
Hold on. Hold
she,
on.
She was saying that she that he confirmed Michael Easton was coming on. That's all she said.
That's all I said,
right.
Carly, that he confirmed that Michael Easton is a goal for coming to GH.
He
now,
couldn't say for,
like
for
I
the
said,
other night.
Like I said, just because she's pregnant, it does not make it official that a baby is in store for them, number one. Number two, we don't know what's in store. And then even with Kala Body and Valentini coming on January the 10th, which officially is January 9th, 9th to 10th, there it's going to take time, like Alva said, for them to even put together a watchable show.
Right.
And how mm-hmm. they will work all of these current horrid storylines into place with what they have in mind and the directions that they want to take General Hospital.
Right.
Let me tell you, these two men already know that they're stepping into a hot mess of terrible. And they,
well, yeah.
They have to do something.
Waiting sucks again.
They have to do something in order to jumpstart the show back to some type of semblance for it
yep.
to be watchable. Because let's face it, in 2 weeks' time, it will only be down to General Hospital after January the 13th, which
yep.
is One Life to Live, last air date on a network television channel, which is ABC.
And
so
they really only have it until April, and then they make their decision whether or not they're going to keep it.
Exactly. They already know that they have to really do some hardcore work in order to
yep.
get this show back to some type of watchable thing for an audience to really be interested in. And don't think they don't already know that the current storylines that they have in place are not working. The ratings
are
showing.
Oh, yeah, you
showing.
Can tell that by the ratings.
You can't ignore numbers. You cannot ignore numbers. They have had 3 years, or frankly, almost 4 years, to try and sell this pairing, sell these crazy storylines that they have, and they have not done anything to make more viewers come back. Now,
right.
when Google
now they eroded
fired,
viewers.
When Google was fired, everyone was so happy about him being fired. But the first thing out of my mouth, and I may have not said it on your show, Carly, but I did. I said it so many other places. Be careful what you wish for. And everyone thought that Gary Wolf was going to come on and be the end all, the end be all, in order to springboard this show back to its prominence, which that fell miserably, as you can see.
Yeah.
Now we're
working with that. Okay, they did not get
we are
Robin.
With more horrible storylines, more couples that don't make sense. And let me tell you, Lulu and Dante is not going to hold the show together. I'm sorry.
No, not really.
A Dante
and
Lulu shipper, and I never was. I'm
in
not
all
a Lulu
fairness,
shipper, period.
In all fairness, I never was happy about Guza getting fired because I didn't feel it was Guza's fault. And I don't feel that Garen, it's Garen's fault. It's Fawn's.
Oh, my God.
And if Fawn's was left, things weren't going to change. Now that he's
exactly.
gone, it's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different ballgame. And then not only the people, we have to give this team a chance to turn this show around because – I have more confidence in them turning around than I ever had in Gary Wolf. For the simple reason is that One Life to Live now is a more watchable show than I've ever seen it to be.
Yep.
And I've watched
yep.
this show from day
mm-hmm.
one. Even if there's
agree.
A lot of things on that soap that I do not like, a lot of pairings that I do not like, it is still a show that makes me want to watch and does not make me dread to watch like General Hospital
right.
does.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we have to give them a chance, and just because they are taking the helm on January 9th does not mean that you will see immediate changes. It is going to take time for them to put things into place, put
right.
storylines that will bring in an audience and put viable couples together that make them root worthy in watching. So So we do have to give them the leeway to do it.
They have to listen to the fans, too. I mean,
we got way too many announcers
on
that show.
That's the one thing that we do have going for us is the fact of the matter is that Cartini is invested in what the fans desire to see. That is happening with One Life to Live. So that's one thing that we have in our favor with them coming over and taking over GH. We have that in favor. And I do believe that they are going to make a concerted effort in bringing this show back to some type of prominence that it used to have. They have to start with the core of the show, and that is the hospital. It is not mom.
Right.
It is not favoritism. They can't. I truly believe that they're not into favoritism. So you're going to be an even playing field for every character, every actor that's on canvas. So you may be seeing some dynamics that you've never seen before out of these people. And to me, that's a good thing. So we just have to sit back and wait. And I'm very, very positive that January 2012, the last week in January, we will know what direction that these two men are going to take this show in. Because right now, you're not going to see any of their work until the end of January.
Which kicks off
February's week.
Okay, Amy. Amy is on the phone. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Amy.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Oh, boy, here we go again. Everybody believing what they're reading in the mags.
Yeah,
taking
I know. You know, fuck the magazine. That's how I feel right now.
It's
fuck
ABC.com. Exactly.
You know, fuck them all.
Basically,
you know, that's how
I
feel.
Yeah, it's the magazine who also kisses Franz's ass.
Yep.
And it's at least 3.5 weeks old. I mean, you know, we didn't, before that, I mean, no one knew Franz was leaving yet either, so.
And another thing is
everybody keeps saying, you know, how things are changing, but yet, that one couple, things are going to be this way or that way, and they're going to continue. They're wrong, and they said everything, everyone, every couple. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Now, they're not even talking about the new guy coming on for Sam or anything like that, you know? It's just like they totally, they don't know about that, but yet they know details. Storyline up until August? Give me a break.
Yeah, both of them. And you know what? The thing that pisses me off right now, that, you know, if Michael Easton comes, okay, well, he's coming. You know, maybe he's coming to take the bits off the canvas once and for all.
I think this is her exit storyline.
Yeah,
a long time ago, we were told that, or we weren't told, but it was out there that she would think that she was pregnant, but it would be a tumor and it would kill her. So,
let me throw something out there. Let me play devil's advocate. Suppose this character that you all loathe is not going anywhere. Suppose this character remains.
I don't really think it matters.
You know, I don't think it matters.
I mean, she can be on the show.
No, she can still be on the show.
Let me finish. Suppose this character ends up staying. Now, with me, I can take her and leave her.
Right.
I do have a problem with her when they pair her with Steve Burton because, for me, it makes both of their characters look like total idiots.
Exactly. They do. It does.
And,
idiots is a nice term.
See, both of the characters are so unrecognizable, especially Steve's character. Jason Morgan was destroyed to make this pairing work. So they have to fix Jason Morgan in order for him to move forward. And at this point, I don't even want him with Elizabeth until he is fixed. I don't want her with Jason until she is fixed, because there's been so much damage to both of their characters that they're so unrecognizable to me that I can't stand watching either one of them.
Well,
and
you know what,
I don't feel that way.
I
can't stand to watch her. I do.
Oh, well, Elizabeth's my girl, so I...
Yeah,
no,
I don't feel
that
way.
I'll take her any way I can.
Yeah, I don't feel that way with Elizabeth.
Me too. And see, that's the problem.
I don't want to settle for what
we have with her on campus right now. I don't want a weak, clingy, needy woman that's begging a trifling man to stay
with
her.
Oh, I agree with you.
I agree. I think she'll come back.
You know what? You know what?
For that character as it is written right now. I don't want to see that, Elizabeth. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Well, you know what? I would rather see Elizabeth... see Elizabeth Peel then, you know, Rebecca Hood, number one on the campus, like we did 7 months ago when she almost got fired. Yeah, Elizabeth might be, you know, unrecognizable, but who cares by now? We know, you know, we know who they
are
right now.
That was all agenda. And right
yeah,
now we're winding down.
So I can understand what Cassandra is saying because...
Thank you.
I love Liz.
Her opinion. I mean, I agree with
Sorry,
her.
I love her.
My Elizabeth strong and
I can't stand it when they doormat her. I cannot stand it, and it's gone on way too long.
Why did you just say that you want her one at a time?
To see Liz being trampled on like that and acting like she's a clingy and needy person when she has taken care of herself from day one.
Yeah.
I totally know. She's a strong person, and I totally believe that was dictated by you know who.
Of course it was.
She has to be fixed.
They have to change her. So we know.
They don't have to change her. They could have wiped Elizabeth as a fucking dream for the past 3 years, both of them not really themselves, and then they would not be all the fix you think Elizabeth needs. No, all they need is for the thing of the people, by the clear people that we are going to get, you know,
exactly.
They could take this.
No,
well,
Carly. There's new dogs in town now, so I'm just going to say it, I really think that you know, the agenda is over, and you could tell just by the way that Elizabeth was written that it was dictated, someone was looking over someone's shoulder as they were writing it. Wait a moment.
I just want to say that 269 is on too, 239 is on, and 773, you're on the O2.
Can I say something? We're all in agreement that there, I think everybody on this phone right now is in agreement that, this was all agenda driven. But what Cassandra is saying is there's a mess, and if we all want a clear hope to show that we can all watch. You can't just snap your fingers and have everybody in lollipop and rainbow land. That's not what we've been watching.
But the first step is to bring back Jake. The second step is to. I want to see him.
Hello, Alicia. Hey, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I've got something to say about this whole Elizabeth weak thing, and my thing is I agree with Cassandra. Elizabeth is fucked up right now. I mean, she wants to be.
She's on her way back.
I hope so. Yeah, she is on her way back, and you know what? You know, okay, so if a character's not perfect, that doesn't mean the character is not watchable. I love Elizabeth. I love Jason. Okay, I'm not going to go so far as say both of them are really messed up. you know what? After the agenda is over and after all this, Maison will be the couple in the end.
Don't have to wait till August. That's not what we're saying, but both of their characters is way...
No, we won't have to wait till August. They were
no.
Being back to jail. If they can whitewash... If they can whitewash Sam's character in a week, they can do it for Elizabeth, too.
Exactly. I mean,
I totally believe that.
Yeah, but it wasn't believable when they did it for Sam, though, in a week. So if
it wasn't believable for Sam.
I don't want it in a week.
It's stupid.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not saying that I want it in a week either.
Wait. Okay, there are 11 calls on the Swiss boat. We don't want to sound like the view on crack. So one at a time, Amy, you go first, and then Candace, you go second, because Amy is on my side here, so Amy, go.
I'm not saying that I want it done in a week. I'm not saying it's going to be done in a week.
Yeah.
No one wants that. What I'm saying is that the agenda is over, and you
right.
can tell just by certain acting and the length of Elizabeth's scenes in December, they increased a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you can tell that someone wasn't paying attention, and I believe that was Franz. I don't think he cares anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's out.
Well, he's fine.
The agenda is over. And I really think these are just, this Sam pregnant thing is just spits of the last ha-ha from him. And I think this new regime is going to, that pregnant thing, or if she is or not, I don't think she is. Personally, I don't think she is. But I think it's going to be over in a flash. You know, you can easily write a staircase in there. Someone can shove her down. She can get hurt. She's stupid. She acts, you know what I mean? She gets herself into situations. And I believe that's, she will be the cause to end her pregnancy, if she's pregnant at all. I think she's going to fake it. I honestly think she's faking it. I don't think she was raped at all. And I think there's a DVD still out there that's going to show up third week in January. And that's all I was saying. I wasn't saying that I want Elizabeth changed in a week. I'm saying that from the agenda, if the agenda wasn't behind Sam, her whitewash would not have happened in a week. And you can't tell me that it was not agenda.
You're right.
It was.
That's over now. And no one wants Elizabeth and Jason to just hop into bed together and all everything be honky-dory.
Maybe for a little fling.
Well, you know what I mean, okay? It's not going to be all rosy
and you know,
sugar.
Maybe we need to get on another, after Candace goes off, then we are going to talk individually, say what everyone boosts and best storyline on any soap opera they watch, and I think that is a good thing. So, Candace, what were you going to say, sweetie?
I was going to say, with the whole General Hospital thing, first things first, Ron and Frank really needs to bring General Hospital back to basics. And we, you know, everybody's talking about Elizabeth and Jason and Sam and everything, but at the same time, what the show really needs to get back to family, period.
Yeah.
And take care of rewriting, you know, some history. You got to fix all these characters, because right now on General Hospital, all these characters that have, you know, that are still in the show, that is gone or coming back, are all effed up right now. So to me, when I watch the show, I can't recognize anybody. Like, you know, we all said we can't recognize Elizabeth, we can't recognize Jason and Sam. I can't recognize General Hospital, period.
Right.
You know,
well,
by the grace, I mean, I'm glad they showed us, they started showing the hospital over the last couple of years, because at first I was like, it's General Mobster, because it was the Chinese show. Glad they, you know, they took away from the mob and put in some more of the community. But at the same time, I don't recognize Luke. I don't recognize Lucky. I don't recognize any of these characters. Just when somebody says their name, I'm like, oh, okay. But at the same time, the whole they're being destroyed. And you know, somebody said that they didn't think it was Guza's fault, but at the same time, he was a part of the early process of that.
He was head mob guy. I know that. I'm just saying a lot of the stuff he didn't want to do. There was a lot of stuff that take out the mob aspect of it. I'm just talking about couple wise. He was forced to.
Oh yeah.
I mean, my whole thing is they need to bring back the romance. I mean, not just one night stands, and. Like we all said, look at One Life to Live. One Life to Live a couple of years ago was on the brink of cancellation. And look what happened to Ron and Frank. They turned it around. It's the number one show on ABC right now. They do listen to the fans. If you've been watching the last couple of weeks, they've been kind of giving you messages like, you know, hey, look, we're going to joke about it. We know it's sad, but we're going to try to keep it going and leave you guys, you know, fulfilled. We're not going to, I mean, they are going to kind of screw it over a little bit, but, you know, it's just,
I just truly believe that first things first, they need to take it and they need to peel it back, peel General Hospital back, the layers, you know, all the burn marks, all the, you know, scratches and stuff. They need to develop stronger characters for females,
first
and foremost, and not have them being, like, you know, depending on a man all the time. And they need to also kind of, you know, take back for the guys. They need to, like, peel them back because it's like Sonny. I don't recognize Sonny anymore. I don't recognize the way that he acts sometimes towards people.
Yeah.
You know, he should be, if anything, he shouldn't even have lashed out to Carly. He shouldn't have, you know, been mad at her. Instead, should have understood why she did it instead of just, you know, going ahead.
Because Carly has done it for him.
Right, exactly.
And that's why I said that's where the history needs to come in. It's like the writers, Darren Wolf, you know, I will give him some credit, some, you know, a little bit, maybe 5%. You know, he tried. He obviously failed. And, again, Frank and Ron always say the fans know the history of the show better than anybody else.
Yep.
And you will be seeing that as soon as they start with their new, you know, I'm giving it to March, full-fledged March, for their whole new thing to happen. And that's perfect timing. March sweeps.
No, you mean February sweeps.
Well, it's also February, March sweeps. It's the way you look at it. It's going
to
be good.
I think March would be the best month to bring Jake back because that was the month that they killed him. 1 year to the day, like they bring him back.
Oh, he'll be back. He will be back by spring.
Yep.
He will.
Yeah.
I believe that,
and
too.
I truly think that by the third week in January, we're going to get a major clue that he is alive.
Yep.
And that's just
personally. I would love that.
I believe Helena has him.
Just give me a morsel of hope there.
Yeah. And now, now this Erwin character or whatever, they're saying that this Dr. Abs, they're calling him ridiculous. But anyway, I don't think he's all that great. But anyway.
Yeah, man,
I'm looking at his face. I'm looking at his abs. I'm sorry. I was looking at his
Now they're saying he's a Cassadine. So he's still not being honest with Elizabeth. And I'm just saying it right now. He is bad news for her. And I just think he's very, very bad news for her. And I think she's going to face her worst nightmare again. And I don't want to see it, but I think she's. Yeah, and I don't know, just all these promises that people are making and people are asking others to make, and just, I don't know, and Jake is still coming up every single day. His name is brought up.
Yeah,
you guys think Helena
has it? But anyway, it says that this new Irwin guy or whatever, he's supposed to be a Cassadine, and a photograph of him really scares Sam or something, why would she be affected at all by a photograph of this person? And
exactly.
Apparently he's going to be obsessed with Lulu, and that is going to bring on the Spencer Cassidy, and that's why Tony Geary is staying until May.
Oh, I haven't heard any of that.
Yeah.
I heard something totally
different. I don't want to know
Yeah,
well, I did an interview with.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't want Elizabeth involved in any more. I mean, after Jake comes back, if Helena is behind it, which now they're saying that Anthony knows about the will or something, Jake's will. But
Jake,
I don't.
Jake had a will.
Yeah. Alan's will for Jake. Basically.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I didn't know about Jake, right?
No,
it was for his children. It was as the will Alan made is for Jason's children.
Exactly.
Right.
And,
Tracy was the one that went and saved it. Remember when Tracy?
Yes,
did
Tracy
it?
And Luke changed
it.
To find his original will.
Luke did it.
But now Tracy and Anthony are supposed to get married.
Oh,
and that's the agenda behind that. Yeah.
Oh, God, please.
Well, can I see a rumor I heard?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
The rumor I heard was, number one, there's too many people on the canvas having storylines.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a long time ago that the Spencers were going to go away. I have now heard again, not only the Spencers, but the Cassidines will be leaving the fold. So
that,
well,
I think that's why Connie.
They will focus on. These are two that they said they would focus on, the Q's and the Weber Hardys, because they are from the core of General Hodgson. So
right.
I don't know if
that's
a good
thing. So
I
heard the same thing. And then little bit.
I think that's a good thing. I think
that's
going
why,
back to the Quartermaine, Hardy, and Weber is a good thing because they are the core, and that's the exact same thing.
You know what?
All I'm saying,
they better fucking not test my son and Carly relationship, because if they do that, I will go to LA and do something really, really bad. Because
me too.
I'm happy with son and Carly. I'm sorry, I love it. So,
I don't care as long as she's not
right
in
now.
Elizabeth's face for anything,
and
that stops, then I'll be okay with Carly.
Yeah,
but
you know what I mean. Oh, my co-host made it. You guys, Terry's on the phone. Terry made it. Terry.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi,
made it.
I almost forgot to call. I've been sick, and I had to go to the dentist today, and my mouth is numb and.
Yeah, Terry mouth and numb, you guys.
I crowns on my teeth, so I'm doing the treatment for it. So, yeah, and I'm not feeling very well, so I'm only going to call in for a couple minutes. So, I don't even know what you guys have been talking about.
Guess what we're talking about? Okay. You guys, let's move topics. Each of you come up with your worst storyline, because this is a year-end wrap-up. And best storyline on any of the soaps, and I'm going to pick a random.
I guess this Dr. Abs or whatever, like I said, he's not being honest with Elizabeth, and I don't like him one bit. I think he's bad news.
Well, I agree.
Say the worst storyline ever, including this year, would be Sam and Jason. So I'm just going to say every year that's the storyline. So.
Okay, did you have the best storyline?
I don't know. I haven't been watching it in a hospital, so I don't know.
No. I said any soap.
Okay, the best storyline is when is when John found out that, I don't know, John found out that Liam was his or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you my worst and best.
Okay. Fine, let go.
All right. I think the worst was killing Jake to push an agenda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And the best was
Gigi coming
back. They rectified that mess. And they got married today, and I actually cried because of a soap today.
And you know
Who got married?
Gigi and Rex.
Rex.
Oh, my God. Okay, I will be watching it. Now I really don't want them to forget. No, it's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. That's a good thing. If it was, like, more bad news. Okay, Kathy.
No.
Can I just add something to that really quick? Can I just add something to what you just Because these writers, these people aren't going to go to General Hospital, so if they could rectify Gigi, they could rectify Jake. So
exactly.
I know.
I have something to say about them bringing Jake back.
I know.
Wait.
I know.
Okay.
And there's a rumor out there that Claudia is going to come back, too.
Oh, God, no.
Just imagine how that's going to go down.
You know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe because I did. You know, they will have to recast because I don't think Sarah Brown will want to come back.
No, I don't think it will be her.
She has a job I think it's Days, and she's doing good.
Yeah, Days are a lot.
That's good that you remember.
She's with Allie Black.
You know what?
Yep. It won't be her, so.
Wife Madison and Brady, but that's just me.
Yeah. Okay. Who said they had to go? Who was it?
I have to go. I have to get off the phone. So can I go?
Oh, I forgot.
Okay. My worst is a tie. Is of course the Jake, them killing off Jake, and actually it's a three-way tie. Jake, Jason, and Sam, and them killing off Victor Jr.
Second, my best is
also a two-way tie. I love Billy and Victoria, and I love Taya and Victor. So
I like that one too.
Oh, very good. Very good, Augie. That was a very good answer. She has to get up really early tomorrow.
Yeah.
So have fun.
So,
I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Call me before you go. Call me before you go, Ben.
Happy
New Year.
Okay,
I will. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
You know, I hope next year, people will be all well and not sick. Cause Christy from iHeartRadio, bless her heart, is in the album and seasick. Okay, 9:38, you're on the air.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. We're just recapping that 2011, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, 2011 was a particularly interesting year, wouldn't you say so?
Wait, what's your name?
My name's Ron. How are you?
Hi. Welcome. We don't get many men calling, so.
Well, you know.
Nice
I've
to hear a new perspective.
I've always been an oddball.
So what is your best and worst storyline?
All right. Well, I kind of want to put a little spin on what you're asking, if that's all right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just bear with me. Now, reflecting back, 2011 was a strange year. A lot of stuff happened for the bad to me. A lot of stuff happened for the good for me. But the past couple of days, what I've been really thinking about is just what 2012 is going to bring for me. And, it's really strange. I just can't imagine anything, I've been having some stress with trying to release my new product, Sweaters for Ferrets.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Go
okay.
Well,
I don't know where this is going, but go ahead.
Am I still on here?
Yeah, you're
yeah.
still on.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're a bunch of nuts, too.
Me.
So.
He's a tickler. Anyways, so yeah, Flutter's prayers. And, you know, I just can't get this. Yeah, I've been trying to fit this one ferret sweater. He's
oh
a beast.
God.
And I can't get the right size. No, he's fidgeting.
Oh, my God.
He's hyper. I think from the lack of exercise.
Oh, my God.
And,
okay.
You know,
he knows
exactly
what this show is about.
Oh,
my God. Amy. Who are we talking about? I'm lost.
Carly, honey, tell him what this show is about, because I think he's confused.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Sorry.
You know this show is about daytime, prime time, sometimes country music topics.
Oh, thank you. Hold up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
I thought you were understanding them, and I'm like, I have no clue what he's talking about.
Oh, like, what the hell?
But he's thinking
oh,
about
my
2012.
That was
the same thing.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm like, when he kept going on, like,
oh my God, like, who was that?
Well, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what he's talking about with Homeland, and I'm like, what?
I'm like, okay. Maybe
that was
yeah,
fun.
Really.
A bit too much to drink or something.
That was funny.
that was okay, that was funny.
The funniest moment on Carly's show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, leave it to me that this would happen to. Oh, film girl, Blondie, do you want on, too?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh, so anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
That's the worst storyline.
Best and worst.
I think I think the best moment was when we got Becky back.
Yep.
I think
that
rocked. And I really think people pulled together and just, you know, fought for her. And I know that she's grateful, and I know that's why she's still at General Hospital. If I were her, I would have told them to go pound salt. But anyway, I'm glad she's back, and I think that was the greatest, most, I don't know, I just think, I get this whole new perspective of the whole, you know, genre and everything with that going on. And, of course, are you still there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, we're there.
And, of course, the worst was Jake, but I, like I said, I think this new regime is going to bring him back.
Yeah,
and I think February is just going to be explosive.
Exactly. You know, Cassandra got off the line without saying goodbye.
Oh.
I
well,
hope
maybe
we didn't.
She was shocked from that Ron person.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. I think, that was,
okay, that was weird. And
how
of course it would happen to me. I have no idea, but of course it would happen to me, no one else, but you guys know. Okay, Kathy, did you say what your worst and best storyline was?
My worst was Jake, of course. And also Victor being killed off.
Oh, on One Life to Live.
On One Life to Live.
You know what, whenever people say Victor, I have to really think.
It's
you know,
Todd.
Because we kind of knew... Because we knew Todd, he was Todd for so long, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Todd. Cause
I know.
Because Trevor's Todd. But Victor. And my best, definitely Elizabeth coming back and Becky coming back. But also, I think Fraternity Row was good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Fraternity Row. So I think that was anything on One Life. Let's put it this way. Anything on One Life, any storyline on One Life to Live was the best.
Christy is here.
Yay.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Christy. Hey.
Christy, you missed it. You missed what happened to us. Okay,
oh
someone
my God.
Told.
Someone called.
You missed it.
And he was talking, and we were like, okay, what's your best and worst moment? And he was like, well, I was sitting here thinking about 2011, and I'm actually just wondering what 2012 was going to bring. And I really just can't put it into words. And then we were like, this show is about soaps and, you know, prime time, daytime, country music sometimes, and...
Yeah.
Was just gone. I don't know who that was, but I think he had a little bit too much to drink or something.
Sometimes you get trollers, you know, if the show's on kind of late at night, you'll get random people calling in like that.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Don't have a wife.
It reminded
me
that was weird.
The
troll that you had. We had a complete pervert call in the other night on my show. Not the Sonia show, but, you know, the other... The one before that.
By the way, did everyone think that Christy did
amazing job with Sonia?
Yep. And even though someone kind of took over and then someone that took over and then, you know, I'm not apologizing for it because it wasn't really my fault. Is that I got talking and this kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she has agreed to come on Daytime After Dark, too. So for anyone that didn't get to talk to, you know, you guys will have a chance to talk to on here. And, okay, fine. I wasn't going to drop this tonight, but since we have that sex call, well, yeah, I mean, Michelle Stafford, Kathy was on Twitter last night.
I was.
Yeah, and saw that, and I'm like thinking, oh no, she's not going to follow me. Oh my gosh, she's following me. Oh my gosh, she's coming on the show. And if everything works out, hopefully she will be coming on like the 13th or sometime this month. And, you know, I thought, oh, if she comes on the 13th, that is like the perfect day in a weird way because we are going to be so emotional on that day already, you know, with One Life to Live going off air. But, you know, Game of Sales Stafford on has been one of my dreams since I started this show because, you know, I got a little white. I got my bad girl from Zeno Hospital, but I really don't think of her as a bad girl. But I love Fearless, and, you know, I've always loved myself Stafford, so it's like, it's always good just to have, you know, so I'm looking forward to that interview. And if anyone knows Taylor Swift people, you know, just Twitter, tell Taylor to come on my show because I deserve it. And, yes, we are still doing the worst and best storyline. Elisa, wait, did Elisa call in tonight? Yeah, okay, what was your best and worst storyline?
The best storyline, I agree with Kathy. Anything on One Life to Live this year was like really phenomenal. And probably the worst storyline is everything on GH. So there you go.
Well, okay, my worst storyline, but since I really don't believe Drake died, no, I will never say that little boy is dead, you know that? But I think my best storyline that I fell in love with this year is Sonic Colby.
I knew
and,
you were
going to say that. Yeah, I know. And Billy and Victoria getting back together.
Yeah,
that's And, well, my best storyline in 2012, if they will write it, come on, people, listen to me, just kill Sam once and for all. I will even do the killing for you guys. Just make Sam go away. That will be like...
I just pictured you walking on the set with a fake gun, shooting her and walking off.
Or an axe. Or an axe.
I mean,
or an axe.
Oh, an axe.
Well,
yeah,
like I said, she's got a witness, Jason and Elizabeth, and then I don't care what to do with
exactly.
it.
Okay, you guys,
really
we
don't.
Have another call. We have, oh, God, please make this a good call, not a sexual call. 520,
be nice,
mail.
Carly. Carly,
hello?
Be nice. Hello?
Hi.
Hi,
this is... This is Heather. I just tried to call in a little while ago.
Okay, okay. Well, no, Heather, I was just freaking. I didn't want to get another weird little phone call, so.
Hi, Heather.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Heather. Heather, what did you think was the best and worst storyline of 2011?
Okay, well, I only watched General Hospital, so I think it goes on saying the worst storyline is, you know, was Jake dying. So I'm going to pick a different, like, worst storyline because I think that's, like, the obvious one that we all think of.
Yeah.
I think the worst was Lisa coming back to life for the, like, 50th time.
Oh, yeah.
And attacking Elizabeth out of the blue.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the best storyline, I think this storyline was good at first and then it kind of just got bad. Was Spinelli getting shot and then his whole private eye detective thing. I thought that was cool at first, and then it went on a bit too long, and then now Spinelli has kind of fizzled out, and we haven't seen anything yet. I know part of that is because I think Kirsten Storms is out, so they haven't done much with Maxie and Spinelli, but I know they were going
to
put them back together.
I'm hoping Maxie goes bye-bye. But I can't stand her.
You know
what?
No, you know what? Spinelli needs to be with me, period. We've all discussed this.
That's fine. Just get him away from Maxie, that's all.
Yeah.
I really don't care what they do.
You know what? I love Mac. I mean, I do love Maxie, but...
I don't.
Oh, my God. Okay, I hope Sam knows Erin is Alexis. She's been calling from the... You know what, Tanya Bonds? You know what? Because way back they said it was Alexis had a boy. Way back before Sam ever turned up in PC, it was a boy. And then all of a sudden it's a girl. Oh, we have another.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You know what? I've never got so many calls on a Friday night.
Maybe that's
like
what
this.
Ian is. Ewan is maybe her son.
That's what Tawana is saying.
Yeah,
and a photograph or something like that is supposed to really, really
shake her up,
scare Sam. So,
and 269.
I don't know what that's about.
269, welcome to the crazy. So we call it daytime after dark. What's your name?
Melissa.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you guys? I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Okay, we are usually crazy.
I love it. I love what you guys are talking about.
Okay, good. Well, are you a Jason and Elizabeth fan?
Oh, God, I love Elizabeth. Okay, that's my girl
right
there.
You're in the right place.
I know that she's just an actress, but I'm going through what she's going through. But my son wasn't hit by a car.
I'm sorry.
So kind of going through the same thing, but my baby wasn't as old. My baby was only one when he passed away.
Oh, God.
It's okay. It's getting easier. You know, my kids help me through because I have three other children. So, I mean, they help me, but...
Well, that helps.
I can see why everybody's saying, well, she's so screwed up. It does take quite a while. But I heard you guys talking about how Jake might not be dead.
Right.
I think...
I'm sorry.
I think the Cassadine, what's her face, Elena has them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Anthony Zakara has some leg in there.
I think he has something to do in there, too. And I think that doctor, that new doctor, I think he has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, I don't like him one bit. I think he's really, really bad news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's not honest about who he is.
Exactly.
And if that, the person that rescued Elizabeth Wise, and he's saying,
okay,
you know.
I'm confused. I thought Spinelli helped Elizabeth. I thought Spinelli.
No,
Spinelli
found her on the
ground.
Somebody before Spinelli, she woke up, there was somebody else there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was him.
Okay, well, I didn't remember that, so,
I've never missed an episode. With my last C-section, they told me it was going to be at 10 o'clock, because that's what time GH airs here. I said no.
Oh, where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Got a lot of snow yet? Sorry, I'm being funny.
No, but my doctor scheduled me for a C-section at 10 o'clock. I said, no, it's either going to be 8 or 11. Time to recuperate from my C-section to watch my show. Okay, I might not be that old.
That's the fan.
I've been watching GH since I was two, and I'm 31 now. I've never missed an episode.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I forget your name.
I think she wins.
That's the one of the best.
Yeah, what's your name? I forget. Melissa, so you will probably like me in a way. I skipped school sometimes when I knew that it was going to be a very important day. I hope my mom never listened to this, but yeah. I did that. I don't want to say how many times I did that because I don't want to encourage kids to skip school. But
if it's a big soap day, they can.
My kids have their own schooling. They're homeschooled just like I was.
My daughter is
a big fan of General Hospital, All My Children, When Life to Live. She's just like her mama.
You know why? Every time I'm thinking about One Life to Live right now, I want to cry.
I know.
You know what I did to myself the other night? You guys know I'm the idiot for doing it. I saved the last episode of All My Children. And I was bored. I have so many things on my TiVo. You think, I will get that caught up. I decided I wanted to go see the last AMC again. And I was in tears, even when the music started.
Especially
and I'm like,
now,
okay, why did I do this to myself? Why? Because I was not thinking.
Well,
252, you're on the air. Welcome to All Crazy So. Oh, my God. You guys, I could change the name from Daytime After Dark to Crazy Soul. No, I thought it was Daytime After Dark. But that's a good one. No, 252, I think. Welcome to the madness. Hello? 252? You on there?
Yes, Tawana. Okay. Hey, baby.
Hi.
For 2011, my best, I would say, goes to One Life to Live. For Tia and Victor Jr.,
yes,
they had the best love scene since John and Evangeline. Their chemistry was off the top.
Oh, yeah. I have to agree with that one.
Yeah. My worst, I would say, is, General Hospital, Jake killing, and Young and Restless, now Victor and Sharon.
I have a question for you. Are you a Jason and Elizabeth fan?
Yes.
Hopefully? Okay. Good. I'm just thinking so.
I think she's a fan, otherwise you can't call in. Yes, I just don't like either one of them right now.
I got to call in and listen to you guys more often. I love this.
Well, we are here every Friday night. Yeah.
unless an accident did, that still happened, but it never happened.
Well, I didn't even know that you guys had a phone number till one of my friends put it on my Facebook page.
Who's your friend?
Oh, cool.
Who's
your friend?
Her name's Valerie.
I know Valerie.
So she put it on there.
Cool.
She knows I'm going through a hard time right now, so she's
you
been
know
trying
what?
To...
Yeah, just call in. I mean, you know, and hopefully we'll get better. And I don't believe the whole thing with time heal all wounds and all that. It's
the
day by day thing. It's the day.
I had a question for you guys.
Cool.
Do you guys think that if Sam is pregnant, that they're going to kill this baby just like they did with her daughter? And Sonny's baby.
Well,
I
wouldn't want to see
if it
that.
Is a baby,
I would think so.
Yeah, it could be something else, maybe.
Yeah. See,
you know, because
everybody
will just say this.
Ago.
I will just
maybe
say
she's
that
a hysterical pregnancy.
That if she is, it's not going to be for long, and it's not Jason's.
Yeah, because when
yeah.
the first one, that
right.
she's lost.
Exactly. And you know what, and if he's not Alexis's daughter, like, you know,
I myself really don't think, I don't know, because they did have a DNA test when she first came into town.
No, they didn't,
Michelle. No, they didn't. They never had
they
one.
Didn't.
They
never,
never
did.
Did a DNA test.
They never did.
That's
and
how come I was upset with the hair in the locket that what's her face had Alexis, and I thought, why didn't they compare a piece
I
of that hair?
She,
with...
I thought,
no,
she didn't, because there for a while I think she was thinking about it. That's stupid because I myself.
Yeah, well, no, because
I remember
when Sonny found out, and when Jason went to go tell Sonny, every time I watched the clip, I felt like laughing hysterically. I mean, I know that's mean, but. You know, Sonny goes, something about, oh, my God, that would have been my granddaughter. I did the mother and the daughter or something. And I'm like, yeah, Sonny, you really did it this time. But I never bought the cast iron thing because if Elena has hated Alexis for years, why hasn't she gone?
Yeah, look what
after
did
Sam. She's always
lucky.
Gone through. She's
and
always. Yep, I do.
I mean, just look what she put her own grandson through, Nicholas.
Yep.
You know, that
she's
was cool.
put Elizabeth through, and she's not even related.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was just cool.
Exactly. Or is she?
Elizabeth in hell.
Or is she? Is it some sick thing that
but
she wants to have,
if,
you know what
Elena,
I mean?
Elena just needs to be locked up and get some help.
Have you thought about this? I know they said you were supposed to be a Cassidy. What if Helena actually raised him? She actually knows, that's why she never went up with Sam. Helena actually raised
him. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a scary
Elena.
Thought.
Elena never
well,
had
I don't,
anything
I don't
to
know
say
because,
to Sam.
I don't know because, like I said, there's this, I don't
Candace,
know.
Candace, you're
there's,
back
there's
on
the saying
air,
that,
honey.
That he is a Cassidy, and there was this, he's the Valentine or something that was, you know, that Helena feared or something.
Yeah.
But how was Sam
Melton,
so, though?
Well, we don't know that story, but I'm thinking, because she mentioned Australia before, actually several times, I don't remember where they said Jax met Sam. Do you guys remember?
Exactly.
I
think it was like, because wasn't she on some kind of like Treasure Island, you know, kind of thing?
Yeah,
and then
it was.
People
okay.
was like parked right,
right
outside on his yachts, and it was like
a damn man or something.
That's
you're
where
like,
I
scuba diving and then
I
popped your head out there, it's like, oh.
Yeah. I think what it's going to turn out to be is this new Ewin or whatever, I can't stand his name,
me
can't even friggin' say it, and Sam knew each other a long time ago, and she conned him. And he's back for
his royal revenge, place.
But why?
I got a question. Remember when Sonny told Jason, I have a big file on Sam if you ever want to use it. And what if Owen, that is the real name, and Sam were married? We know she had five husbands, or four husbands. What if that was her husband and decided, I'm going to take my husband and place in the Cassadine thing?
What if that's one of her husband's sons?
Yeah, I think
she married all old men.
Yeah, she married all old men.
I don't know. All I know is that her exit story is coming. I've heard.
I love her to death, but she needs to go.
Yeah.
Who's going?
Sam.
Sam.
I do think so. But you
I think they're bringing on what's his name, Michael Easton or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love that.
I know. Can't wait.
You know.
So I think this is her exit story.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I tell you
right now, I don't think she's pregnant. I think she's faking it.
I think she has an hysterical pregnancy.
Okay, now let's get off the Sam thing, but what do you ladies think about what Robin's going through?
I
think she should tell Patrick.
Well, I think
It's making me mad she's not telling him. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I heard that she's going to.
She's going to tell him that she's going on some AIDS retreat thingy.
Yeah, for
now,
sure, somewhere.
Africa or something.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they're going to chop her off?
I think,
they're going to find a way to
save her? Eventually
she's
just
going
to
go away.
Leave.
I think she's going to leave on her own. I don't think they're going to kill her.
Yeah,
no,
well,
I mean,
why are they bringing Anna back if Rama's not going to be there?
But did you hear what Sonia said the other night? She said, I hate to see them do that to her. From the way Sonia was talking to the other night, even though she knows nothing, I don't think she thinks they're going to kill her off.
I hope not, because
won't
either.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. When Zeno Hospital with the one of the first shows to do AIDS in the way they did it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way they, you know, did that nurses' ball every year, the way that, you know, even Sonny, you know, did the whole ring and everything, the way that, you know, Robin is Robin. Come on.
Yeah.
You're going to build someone up this high 15 years and that has HIV, because she doesn't have AIDS. She has HIV, correct?
Yeah.
It wasn't the full-blown AIDS.
Right.
They can't
so
write that
I
in, though.
Think,
I mean, we've watched her grow up on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Like I said, she was gone for, like, 10 years.
Right.
Right? She was gone for 10 years. So
1999 to 2005, right?
It was either 2004 or 2005 when she came back, yeah.
I don't know.
It was
2005.
But then did she leave again and then come back? Oh,
she came back for the nurse's ball that time.
But then
I think that she's just going to leave, actually.
Yeah.
I think she's
going to
leave with Anna and Robert.
No, I'm
and
not.
I
wouldn't
be surprised
spoiler
if
about
stayed.
Her.
I mean, I just wouldn't be surprised if she stayed because, I mean, I don't know what's going on with her directing career, but as a filmmaker myself, it's really hard to put all your goose eggs, whatever, into directing. Like, I don't know if she's, I mean, I know her one film that she did really well, I guess, but, I mean, I'm sure she's got money saved up so she could live off of doing other things, but I just think the new writers are going to come in, they're going to change a few things, and I just wouldn't be surprised if the people that said they were going to leave, if they stay longer and decide not to leave at all. Like,
I don't think Robin's going to stay, though. I don't think she'll stay.
I wouldn't be surprised if she came back, because if she didn't have any directing gigs lined up that's going to pay her money, and she's not going to, you know.
So they're just
going to
have her leave.
Her.
Well, so
they'll probably have something.
They'll
probably
future.
Have something like Patrick will, you know, get the wrong idea or whatever, and they'll have Patrick cheat on her or something, and she'll leave.
I hope Patrick
or some
cheat
stupid
with that
like
new
that.
Female
to
no,
I think she'll. I think she'll leave, and then maybe if they want her to come back, they'll have Patrick go find her, and then she'll come back in 2 or 3 months when she, you know, realizes what she. Whether she, you know, still continues directing or if she likes the way the writing is going. And
now Robin goes to Elizabeth and asks Elizabeth to take her place
with
Patrick. Well,
that's coming up, yeah.
What's coming up?
I think that's ridiculous.
Isn't that
stupid? What's coming up? What's coming up?
But I hope that Elizabeth really gives her a talking to. Like, you have to tell Patrick what's going on.
Me
too.
You guys, 443, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Candace.
Yeah.
Hi, Candace.
You know what? I think, what was I going to say? I think, you know, Jason and, you know, this would be almost the perfect time for Jason and Elizabeth to help Robin through the crisis. Jason and Liz are both friends with Robin.
Yeah,
so, you know, and they both were not, maybe
I think
both
with
not agree. I mean, they would want her to tell Patrick. Both of them would say, what are you doing by not telling him? You know, and I love the scene.
I think with her asking Elizabeth to be there for Patrick and Emma, I think she's going to ask Elizabeth to be Emma's godmother.
I thought she was already Emma's godmother.
What's that?
I thought she was already Emma's.
She is, but she's gonna meet up with her.
Tell her because she
needs her to be there.
So I think if they do kill her off or have her leave or something, I think that it's going to be another thing for Jason and Elizabeth to bond over as well.
Exactly, because, they both love Robin, and, you know, they are both friends with her, and,
Well, they both have a lot of losses, too.
Exactly, I mean.
Yeah, and I think Elizabeth is going to say, you know, if I had told the truth from the beginning, Jake would be here, you know.
Right.
I think she's just really going to say, you know, I wish I could go back and, you know, tell the truth right away. And you have to tell Patrick, you know. And
he has a right.
I don't think Elizabeth is going to tell Patrick, though. I think she's going to.
Robin
and
863, I didn't know if you wanted to be on air, but I brought you on air. We have 2 minutes to go. We are going to probably go into overtime. But, of course, we will be back here next Friday, and all the new calls from tonight. You need to call in more, the new people, because, number one, we are funny. Number two, I'm funny.
Carly, guess who's back?
Who?
Guess.
Who, Annie? Oh, shit.
Yeah, but she's not causing any problems.
Nah, so far.
No, she's a spy.
Who's a spy?
She's a spy for the other camp.
Oh. I had a question for you ladies, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, Tomas supposedly got killed off of One Life to Live.
He did?
No, he's not. He's fine. Todd has him.
I know, but everybody thinks he's dead.
Yeah.
But now he's getting ready to go over to General Hospital. He is the one that was married to Sky Court. That's married to Sky Quartermain.
He's coming back?
Right. He's coming
back. Yeah, well, there's rumors out there.
That's the one that Jason was going to go to jail for.
I can't believe he's moving back from New York. He just, oh, my God.
And now I want to know, do you think Sky and their daughter comes with him?
Or do you think they're just going to bring him back?
Well,
I don't think they'll bring back Skye.
I haven't heard anything, but if he comes back. What's her face?
Well, that would be kind of interesting because we all know that he didn't actually kill Alcazar. So what if, now just think for a minute, what if Alcazar has Jake?
Oh,
he's protecting
that's
him.
Another thing I was going to bring up, and I'm like,
oh my God.
He's supposed to be coming back. That'd be pretty serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm
What if you protected me or whatever, and
And by the way, you guys, we have... We always want to say, but we can talk until we, but come back next Friday, Vaison Radio. We'll be back next Friday right after my show. See in Nashville, Christy, are you here?
I'm still Christy.
Oh, okay. Well, yes.
You kind of forgot about me.
Okay, sorry.
We never forget about you. You guys are cool.
Oh, yeah, I never truly forget about her. She knows that.
I never get to hear my best and worst.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me either.
I only watched like one show, but I still count, right?
Yeah, you still count.
Okay. So I only watched the 8, so yeah. Well, besides the worst, you know, being Jake being killed off GH, I would say...
Even though he's not dead.
The absolutely horrendous, great storyline with Sam's character. Because, you know, it's really not even about her. It's about Jason. Stupid. And then the best? It's really hard because it really is...
There is no best.
There is no best.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Not really. You know, all of us forgot what the best
and the worst thing about this year was, too, about why One Life to Live at AMC going off air. That was, you know, we should say that, too, because that was bad, horrible for that. To happen, you know.
Well, that was like a given.
It's Rachel, by the way. Sorry, I just kind of snuck in when there was like several that came in at the same time. So, hi, Rachel.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, so the best. I do watch Y&R. So Billy and Victoria getting back together because they're
I love you. I love you, Rachel.
And the worst, of course, Jake, but the worst, the freaking J-Sim honeymoon. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I thought that would have been my worst, too.
Or the wedding.
Yeah, that was my worst, too.
Now the wedding slash honeymoon crap.
Yes.
Yeah, the wedding that was built up to be this big thing, which is
I thought Brendan's
nothing.
Hey, guys, just wait until they find out.
Yep.
That Jason and Sam were never married for real.
I saw that.
What? Did anybody watch General Hospital today?
No.
Who hit Michael?
I heard Jason did.
Jason hit the motorcycle. Luckily, none of them.
Jason hit Michael.
Michael went out at a party that his mom was having. And Jason lost control of the motorcycle.
Holy
but luckily,
son of a
Jason
he never
and Michael
control.
Were not hurt.
Michael's down.
Yeah. Neither one of them got hurt, though.
Well, okay, good. Because, you know what, I'm sorry, but I'm not in the mood to see a storyline where Michael gets hurt, Jason blames himself, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not in the mood. Jason blames himself.
Of course.
When he wakes
up.
He needs, you know, he needs to go see a doctor already for this problem.
I was
going
to say, this is the perfect time for him to go to the hospital.
He won't finally realize maybe Robin's right.
He wants no use of Jason when he wakes up.
And remember a couple of weeks ago when Robin and Carly seen, and Carly did also say, Jason, something going on with you. She also said that. And, you know, I'm sorry, when Robin and Carly are agreeing on something, that is huge, too. But,
that's scary.
That's rare.
Yeah, that is rare. But
almost,
saying,
I think this is the first time.
Yeah, and I'm saying, Jason, go, because I'm sorry, and I know we have a couple of new listeners, and they probably never heard me say this, but come on, people, you cannot have a building fall on you and walk away and have you have that bitch molest you all in the same night in your normal. Come on. Yeah, no, that has never ever, and Christy will know that because, you know, I complain. You don't walk away from that. You know what? I want to like, have someone fall from a building, like, get trampled on a building just because I want to test this theory out. So I just need, like, a really dumb person to do that for me because I want to test this theory out because that theory to me never made sense. You know, you fall on a building and then...
Well, the thing is, nothing in a hospital makes much sense
these days.
What's
exactly
do with the
man.
Okay, did anybody watch the Robin and Jason conversation? When was it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
They were talking about when Jason went to surgery and all the women that were there for him, and Robin lists off, like, her and Sam and Carly, but who did they leave out? Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Mama, wait, Robin lost out Elizabeth?
Yeah,
of course.
Robin,
but they wrote it on purpose. You know, they don't want to wind
you
up.
Know, it was
it's because nobody wants
bullshit.
Jason and Elizabeth together.
They,
yeah,
you know,
they're
like,
a big
several
threat.
Several jobs have left her name out when they're mentioning all these people that care about them. They always leave her name out. And she's only the baby mama, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to eliminate the liaison history.
So I know
but you know what? Maison is coming. The Zena is so dead, it's not even funny. It's dead
is
Donaire, and Maison is coming. Zeke's alive. And.
Well, the ratings are bad again, so.
Yeah. Oh, what a fucker.
Yeah, and they're continue being bad until the third week of January. Then they're going to get a spike, I think.
And they need to do it fast. They don't need to drag it out, like, change it slowly.
Find very funny? All these rumors, all these crazy rumors what we are hearing this week, and ABC has been dark for, like, 2 weeks, but, you know, you get all these crazy rumors. Melissa, do not ever believe a magazine. The magazine
Please
are
don't.
Oh, I don't read the magazine.
Okay, good.
I don't even let my daughter read those things. She sees all this stuff, like Justin Bieber was cheating on Selena and all this.
Not true. I mean,
possibility that he was supposedly a baby daddy already, but I'm told my daughter that ain't true. Just a girl wanting to get her 15 minutes of fame.
Exactly, but I mean, these magazines are, you know, 3 weeks. But we, you know, I find it funny that none of the magazine has really talked about Fawn being ousted and Fawn being gone. If I were the magazine distributor, whatever, that would be the lead story and his ugly face on the cover saying, the king is dead. It's about fucking time or something. That would be the leading. If I had
so
a magazine.
I have an asthma attack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, great. I'm sorry. Whew. I just feel like the magazine dropped the ball on the phone thing. There was not a mention of it. I mean, and if there was, it was about this little. It wasn't big.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep.
Oh, you guys are such
and I think we're going to get a really good promo soon.
I hope so, and
I don't think it's going to be a happy one for that other couple.
Good.
How you figure that?
Now, what do you
think's
going to happen now that everybody knows that Jax is alive? What do you think's going to happen because he's coming back to Port Charles?
Well, you know what,
no.
Michelle, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a Kali fan. I'm a Son and Kali fan.
So am
and
I.
As far as I'm concerned, Jax can just go to Lexus's house and stay there to the sun doesn't shine. I don't want him near my girl at all. I don't care about Jax coming back, to be honest. I mean,
well,
so Carly took
it
mean.
Well, you know what? I think since Jax brought that
this?
One who shall should be
he
nameless.
He could take her out.
He should take her out, absolutely.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
He brought her to Port
Charles. You brought her here, you could take her back.
Take her out. Absolutely.
Because, see, Carly never signed the divorce.
I love Ingo, though. I love him.
Carly never signed the divorce papers?
Nope.
Well, because, you know, Jax died, so there was never a full-on divorce.
Oh, that's...
But
he had
a divorce. He
just
wanted
him in
You know, what was I going to say? No, I just want Nathan here. I want Jake alive. You know, I want our cover back to normal. And I want them to out Sam for every little deed. I want Carly to find out what she did to Jake. I want Robin to find out what Sam did to Jake. I want everyone in that friggin' town to find out what that bitch did, and I want everyone to go skin her alive.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
everybody. In the pitchforks.
Yes.
Everybody says that Jake's possibly not dead. I'm praying that's true. Then whose was it? Kidney or liver that Jocelyn had?
Well, Melissa.
It could have been anybody's.
Melissa.
It could have been.
Yeah,
there was
I
a
mean,
little boy.
Because you have two kidneys. So
a week before Jake's
only
accident.
Gave one kidney, so.
Wait a second, though. A week before Jake's accident, there was a little boy that was brought in, and his name was Edmund.
Yeah.
And he was blonde.
Right.
And I think
they just changed Jake's body for his and covered up the face in the OR?
Yeah.
Because Jake
always said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Jason watched them working on a blonde-headed child. He was not in the room.
No, but he was there.
And if they wanted us to really believe he was gone, they would have showed us Jake.
Yeah.
But
well,
they
that's
didn't.
What I've been thinking,
they
would
have had a full-blown funeral.
Okay,
too.
So I'm not
Melissa?
The only one that was thinking that then, okay.
Yeah, well, Melissa,
now I don't feel
I mean,
like a complete idiot.
Well, Melissa, I mean, I'm sorry about you losing your son, but you got to see him. And, you know, if he was in an ambulance, you would get to ride with him.
I did ride with him. I held him.
Okay,
he took his last breath in my arms.
Well, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I mean, the only reason I'm bringing that up is they would not allow Elizabeth to ride in the ambulance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I'm bringing that up, this too.
Yeah, do you think that's when they switch?
Yep.
I think Jake was in the black sedan that was shown like four times in that scene.
Yeah, I was thinking too.
You know when it could have happened too was in the hospital when Lucky, Jason, and Elizabeth, like, there was
a moment in that room.
There was a moment where that could have happened then because none of this has ever made sense to me because I rewound that day like 5,000 times because I paused it and I rewound it and I did slow motion. I was obsessed with it.
So I'm not the only
Carly?
One that thought that. Then.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
I
didn't know
gotta
that
go,
I'm
Carly.
Not stupid.
Christy.
Christy.
Bye,
Christy.
Bye,
Amy.
Bye.
Text me this weekend, Amy.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Have a safe Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know what? It's weird to say in a couple of weeks. Tomorrow night It will be 2012. I mean,
I know. I cannot believe that.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? I mean, because, like I said at the beginning, Christmas did not feel Christmassy this year.
It didn't.
Well, no, it did
not.
Yeah,
I felt the same way.
It felt like it came one day, and it was here. I mean, you know, Christmas Eve didn't feel like Christmas Eve either.
Nope.
And next year, I looked at when Christmas is next year, and it's like on a Tuesday, so that means we won't get ourselves on Monday and Tuesday. Not really happy with that, by the way, people.
Me either, girl.
Me either.
You know, I mean, Melissa, did you just watch ABC Soaps, or did you watch?
I watched Days, too.
Oh, see, you need to call in more, because I love Days, too, and, you know, I mean, I have 2 weeks to catch up with all the soaps. I've been a bad little host, but I'm blaming it on Christmas, because I can, and, but just remember tomorrow, you guys, if anyone wants to go shopping, Bath and Body Works is having their semi-annual sale, and I'm going. But is anyone doing anything fun for New Year's? Because I'm not.
I'm working. I'm going to a party with a few friends.
My kids and I are going to let two balloons go because tomorrow would be their baby brother's birthday.
Oh.
And he would be two. Or, I'm sorry, he'd be three.
Oh.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I know, but the balloon idea is a very sweet idea. I think that is a very sweet idea because of this, you know. And I do believe the balloons go to heaven because...
Yeah, we started that with my brother when he died. God, my brother died 7 years ago of full-blown AIDS.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. His wife gave him to him. She cheated on him.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she's in prison now.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's where she belongs. Sorry.
She knew she had it, and she was sleeping with everybody. Stupid bitch. Pardon my French.
No, it's okay. This show is also a good show event. So don't want to apologize. I mean, we swear on more than I think.
I usually don't cuss. Because I have
you know what?
Little kids.
I was studying Melissa that is very healthy to cuss. I don't know. I read one study where they. So, you know,
breaking up.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, I barely heard anything.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, well, you know, because Blog Talk, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I just think the balloon idea is, oh, my God, that is a really good idea.
My daughter
thought
of that when she was two for her uncle.
What? Wow.
So we do that for my brother, and then we do it for their baby brother, and now we have to do it for their grandmother because they just lost their grandmother.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, my God, they are so, yeah. They are so young. I mean, I don't remember losing anyone until I was about 10 or 11 when, you know.
Let's see. My oldest son will be 15 in July, and he's already lost 25 family members.
Oh.
Wow.
My husband comes from a big family, guys. My husband has 14 brothers and sisters.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I have 12.
Whoa.
Oh, my word.
And out of that 12, I have me, my brother, my sister, my other brother. I have 5 left.
Oh,
wow. Holy.
Yeah. So we both come from big families, and everybody goes like, you guys only have 3? Yeah. That's all I needed was 3.
Right.
Not my youngest one that passed away, but my youngest one before him. I didn't even know he was in my stomach. I found out the day before I had him, he was three and a half months early. He weighed 1 pound, and he's going to be 10.
Oh,
wow.
And there's nothing wrong with him.
Well, what was it? I heard of that happening. I have heard of that happening You know, my little niece, my brother's kid, he got fixed. And so,
okay, let's not go there because I just had my tubes tied. Let's not go there. I don't need another one.
Well, okay, all I'm saying, my brother thought he was fixed, and I guess a couple of weeks before, like a week or whatever, or something, they got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, my husband was a dream.
And I had a dream. I had a dream that my sister-in-law was pregnant. I told this to my grandma, my mom, you know, my brother, and my dad looked at me and goes, Carly, you are so crazy. That cannot happen. A week later, my brother called me and goes, how in the hell did you know? I'm like, no way.
He goes,
we are expecting again. I'm like, wow. So, you know, knowing that can happen, but I thought it was safer when you got your tubes tied, but they're not.
Not always effective because my husband is a tube baby. His mom had her tubes tied. 3 weeks later, she found out she was pregnant with my husband.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, please, no, because I almost died having my youngest son, not the one that passed away, but the one that is living, I almost died in the OR with him. Mm. They told me the next one would kill me. So I'm like, you know what, I want one more. I just want one more, you know, because two girls, two boys, I've always wanted four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom was there. I mean, my mom was like, yeah, my mom, yeah.
Yeah,
she wanted just four, too.
Crazy. I just don't know about this Jason and Elizabeth and Sam and what all.
You know, okay, Melissa, trust me. Everyone else on the
phone,
magic. Trust me.
Yep.
Yeah, they will come, and when they come, it will explode. You know, I believe that the more time Sammy and Mikey spend together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come on. You know, someone told me betrayal. And what is a big enough betrayal than having your nephew?
You heard no more about betrayal. That was...
What?
Now, GH just signed another year thing, didn't they?
I don't think it's done yet.
Well, Melissa, that's,
they're being canceled, baby.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that.
It all depends on their reality shows. It all depends on their reality shows. So if this new lady that's coming in, if she can't fix the shows right away, GH will have another year.
I know Dave just signed another 2-year lease. So Days of Our Lives will be on for another 2 years.
I think Days of Our Lives
got three or four.
Okay, I thought Days of Our Lives just got a 4-year contract.
Till 2013. So we have.
And then that's when their contract is back up. That's when they will decide if they're going to keep going or cancel. Thanks. Now, I'm mad because I was hearing that all my children were not going to come back on TV, but they were going to go on the internet.
No.
Now I heard
that they decided not to do that.
Because they just
couldn't find the funding I think they needed to. You know, it's really hard to find the funding for these things. I mean, it's just, if you don't work in the film business, I don't think you really have an understanding of how difficult it is to get everything to go a certain way, and I think they tried, and I don't blame them. I think they tried everything they could, and it just didn't go like the way it should have.
Well, the cost per
episode is outrageous. I mean, I'm shocked at how much it costs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know.
Per episode.
Stop it, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy because I know that these are all just actors and actresses and stuff, but I don't think that other people realize that how their show and the way that they do the scenes on here and the storylines, sometimes that happens in real life. And seeing them do that, it actually helps us.
Well, you know, I keep going back to Days of Our Life when Hope and Bo lost their son.
That
storyline killed me. I don't have any kids, but that storyline in itself ripped my heart out because, you know, at least with him, we saw the body. At least with him, they had us in you. At least with them, you know, we saw the, you know, we saw it. With Jake, I'm never going to, people are going to have to, like, kidnap me and, like, beat me up and kill me, too. I will never, ever believe Jake died. I mean, too many hoes that day. And you know what? If Elena is behind this and Anthony is helping her and Franco, you know, because think about it. Elena had a bad interest in this, too. She doesn't like Elizabeth, but she hates looking up to set him up with something that he never did.
Yeah, I just thought of something. What if Franco is Alexis's son?
That would be horrible.
Wow. Oh, my God.
No, but it wouldn't make sense because he's as nuts as Helena.
And he's as nuts as both of her sons were. Oh, my God. You know what? You got me
that
thinking
could,
now, girl.
So we had sex with his sister?
Okay. Starbucks is dead, but Stefan lived, right? It was so many years ago that
I want to say he died.
I thought he died.
Yeah, I want to say he died.
Yeah,
Stavros is dead.
Yeah, Stavros.
Stavros is dead, but Stefan isn't, right?
Yeah, he died.
Stefan died.
What's her face killed Stefan? I can't remember who killed him now.
Well, because
they actually had a funeral for him, and they had Luke dress up in disguise, and then he showed up after everybody left and opened the casket, and he was lying in there.
Yeah, because Luke didn't believe he was dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Well, you know what? I do hear sometimes when they show the casket and the person laying there, and I wish they would stop doing that on TV with, like, the wood leave the pan. I don't know why they had to have an open casket for that guy. And so on TV, for me, I'm like, why are you even showing this on TV? But, you know,
I hate caskets, period.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, too.
I hate
death.
I have to go. So it's been great talking, but I got to go feed my dogs.
Heather, you better come
my
back.
Dogs,
to...
My dogs, I got it easy. My dogs are sleeping in bed with me.
Mine are, too. I said someone... I'm at my parents' house, and so I thought someone else was going to take care of the dogs, and it's like 10 o'clock here, and my mom came in and was like, are you going to feed the dogs? And I was like,
where are you at?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
You're in Arizona. Dang, it's
midnight.
Yeah,
right. It's nice weather here. It was 70 degrees today.
It's midnight
where I
am. Okay. I'm back there.
You
and
guys
I'm ready to move down south, so I hope it stays warm.
You know what, I'm jealous of people that right now that is in a nice climate because it has hailed and kind of a little snow mixed today. I'm thinking, okay, snow on Sunday because I really want to go to Target and Bath and Body Works tomorrow. So just wait until Sunday and then...
So that's
no.
When we're supposed to get here hit here in Michigan really hard.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you kids probably love the idea of it snowing. I mean, all kids love the snow. I mean,
my kids cried when it was on Christmas because this is the first time since they've been born that we were unable to go out and make a snowman.
Yeah.
Well, did you explain to them that
it
doesn't happen every year?
I said, kids, don't get used to the snow because we're moving. We're moving to Florida in March.
Oh, you are?
That's where I am. Cool. It's nice and warm down here.
Yes, I'm moving to Florida, Tampa Bay.
2 years based.
Well,
I mean,
you really aren't a fan of his, are you?
A fan of who?
A fan of who's?
I know, I just heard somebody say, you're really not a fan of his, are you?
That was weird.
What was that?
I don't know. It was a 520 person that hardly never talked, but no, I mean, you know, and oh yeah, and no drinking and driving people tomorrow night, and
I'll drink at home. Peach
well,
shot.
Yeah,
I'm staying home.
I know,
yeah,
I'm crazy.
You know, I, last year this is really sad to remember. I stayed home. I got in bed. I tuned New Year Walking with Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest on it. I know it's on ABC, but I love Dick Clark. So
but you have to watch that. You have
yeah,
to.
And so I was getting into it, and I fell asleep. I fell asleep, and I didn't see the ball drop.
I you know what
so,
I did that last year, too? I was so – last year was a hard year, so I couldn't
well,
stay. I couldn't stay up and watch the ball drop.
Well, you know what? I mean, when we were kids, the thing was, let's see if we can stay up to midnight. Let's see if we can last. And
that's
now
right.
that we are grown-ups, we know that we can last, but sometimes we
you just
don't
want to.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, but Melissa, yeah, you need to come with me Friday night. This is, like, the best group of girls, and sometimes we get playing called the guy talking about sex.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was weird.
And, oh, my God, you are, oh, my God, everyone is sick. My co-host
no,
Carrie's
I'm
sick.
No, I'm not sick. I just
okay.
I just got my, we just went to Kentucky, and I've got asthma. So.
Oh, my dad has asthma. My dad has asthma, and
and I just had to move my son, so and my son like weighs 145 pounds.
I wonder because it's been warmer here,
yes.
in Kentucky, that it bothered you.
That's what I'm thinking because as soon as we
yeah.
got there, you know, I was starting to feel better, and then as soon as we got back here to Michigan, as soon as we crossed the border, I got my chest hurts. But I went to the doctor; they were like, "You're not sick."
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, asthma.
Well, I mean, you know, but no, like everyone I know practically, like my other blog talk friend who does iHeart Radio is sick with pneumonia something.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, 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 and she got it.
She's been sick for 2 weeks.
I know, and we were supposed to go out on Sunday because we both live in Seattle, and she texted me last night, and she goes, I really wanted to go. I'm like, you know what? You really need to get better all the way and stay in bed and, you know, just sleep and watch TV. So, yeah, I have banded her to the
well, I'm
day,
glad she finally went to the doctor.
Yeah, well, she went to the doctor today, and I'm glad she did
yeah.
because I said maybe use, because if you're not do, I mean, if you're not better by a week, in my opinion, you should just go to the
she's
doctor.
She's been sick so long. She's been sick. She might have pneumonia.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she does.
Oh,
like,
she does.
She,
yeah.
She does.
Oh,
she does.
My,
no,
my God. My son just got out of the hospital with that. He was in. I have my oldest son is a special needs child. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks with that.
Oh.
There's
poor
a lot
guy.
Of things. There's a lot of things wrong with my oldest son, so. I
well,
mean,
but the thing is, when you, I mean, I've been in hospitals. I'm sorry, you do not sleep in hospitals. People think.
Yeah.
You
I didn't
don't.
Sleep for 2 weeks.
Can you
take you a
about
good
him.
Drug to sleep? Then you can sleep, but.
Yeah.
But they got mad at me because I laid in the. I he wanted mom. He, of course, even though he's almost 15. He's a special
but you always
child.
Want a mommy. But you always
well,
want your mom when you're sick.
Cognitively, he's only about 8, 9 years old.
Oh.
So they were, like, yelling at me because I was laying in bed with him. I told them to get lost.
Good.